Hey there team, it's Torrin here for today's CarCast podcast from my car and my drive home, where you get to listen to me rant about random stuff to do with business and all that jazz. Well, today we're going to be talking about how you should be listening to people and why you should be listening to people and what most people do that is really dumb, because there's a lot of people out there who aren't listening to what other people say, and it's really affecting their credibility, their ability to influence, their ability to sell anything. Because I tell you what, if you can't listen to the customer, you ain't gonna sell jack. So, listening, fantastic skill. Are you listening right now? I bet you are, because I'm gonna tell you how this skill, or what the skill is, and what to do with it, because with it, it'll allow you to make a whole heap more money than the current listening that 99.9% of people do. Okay, so basically there's three tiers of listening, three kinds of listening that people do. And if you think of it in a triangle, one, two, three. Three things that people do when they're listening. And the first two really suck, and the third one is the one you have to do in order to be an effective listener. And I've learned this over time. This is something that I've started to put into practice, and it was really effective in getting people engaged with you. They want to know more about you, they want to know more about your products and your services and whatever else is going on, because they feel listened to. And that increases your ability to influence them, which means that gives you the ability to sell them products and services, which is what you want to do. Now, the three tiers of listening. I'm going to go through the first one first. The first one is listening to tell your own story. That is listening to tell your own story. That's when you are listening to what someone is saying, and then in your mind you're thinking of a story that is similar, or not similar, but you think it is, to what it is that they're talking about. And you're so busy thinking about your own story, you're not really listening to what they're saying, and you come out with your own story and completely negate what it is that they just said, because your story is somehow better than theirs. And yes, I'm saying it that way, like I'm being very vindictive towards you, because I want you to understand something, that when someone is sitting on the other side, if you want to have empathy for the people that you're selling with, and in doing so, empathy will give you massive, massive EQ, it'll give you the ability to influence people really well, that empathy, you have to feel it in order to know it. And that is, if you're listening to someone just to tell your own story, you're not listening to them. And that is what negates people's feelings against you. It puts them in a negative context if you're trying to sell them something, if you're trying to get them to do anything. Listening to tell your own story is a really bad way to talk with people, to engage with people, and to influence people. That's that time when John over here is talking about how he went fishing and caught a great big bass fish, widemouth bass, and yeah, it was so great. And then you've got some story about how you went eeling and you caught 50 eels from the river on a hinaki. Now, the stories might be related, and there might be great kind of conversation in the generic vernacular and the generic pub, and you're all telling stories and blah blah blah, yeah, whatever, no one's actually really listening to anyone, you're just having a laugh and a conversation and kind of getting a bit of social engagement going on. But that is totally the opposite of what you want to be doing when you're trying to sell someone something, when you're trying to give them good service, trying to understand where they're coming from. You don't listen to tell your own story. You don't tell them your stories. You listen to what it is they've got to say. I'll get to tier number three shortly. Tier number two is listening to answer. And this is another really, 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 really sucky way to listen to people. What is listening to answer? Listening to answer is when you're listening to what they say in order to answer them. You're doing it just to give them an answer. And people know it, and they find that it's really, really annoying. I mean, think back to the last time you were telling someone your problem, and instead of them listening empathetically to what it is that you've got to say, they gave you an answer. It's like ringing up for your broadband because you've got a broadband problem, and my broadband's not working. If they turn around and go, oh, it's probably because you haven't restarted your computer. How does that make you feel? You probably already restarted your computer, and you got someone sitting on the other end just answering you. Or if someone's listening to you and you're talking about, it could be any problem that you've got with your computer system, and or anything else. And if they're just listening in order to answer you, or answer you back, or to prove that they have the answer in order to have power over you, then that is a really poor way to listen. Now, I'm not talking about the listening to answer where someone says, I've got this question that I need answered, and my question is, how do we know that the sky is blue? That's answering a question. I'm talking about listening to someone who has problems or has issues that they need to deal with in their business. They need, or they have a challenge or whatever, and then you're listening just to answer them and give them answers. And it's a really poor way of listening. What you want to be doing is listening with empathy. Now, tier number three. Let me just remember where I'm at for a second, because my mind just totally went blank. We've got listening to tell your own story. We've got listening to... where are we? Listening to answer them. And then there's listening to understand. Now, listening to understand is where you are seeking to understand that person's point of view. You are seeking to understand how things made them feel, what it was that they were doing, or what's annoying them, and just really seeking to understand someone. And when you're listening to understand, you're asking people questions, you're engaging them, you're labeling their feelings or their actions or whatever. You're giving them labels that they can work with and they can give you answers. So things like, when I say a label, I could say, it sounds like you were really frustrated by Tony's response. And that is not an open-ended question. It's not a confrontational statement. It's simply you're giving something a label and allowing them to talk to you about it. Now, it can go either way. You can get it totally wrong. There's a number of times where I've said, it sounds like da-da-da-da-da, and the person's gone, no, that's not what I mean. I mean da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they've kept talking until they've completely explained it and we've come to a common understanding. And then they feel really listened to. So by listening to understand, by getting that common understanding between you, by really being empathetic, by listening to them, by labeling their feelings or labeling what it is that things are going wrong, and then asking them, as well as asking them open-ended questions and closed-ended questions if you need to, and you're really listening, you understand their position, and then you can give them the information that they need in order to purchase from you, or just to strike up a standard relationship. So that by that listening to understand, you're not listening to tell your own story, you're not listening just to answer them, you're listening to get a really in-depth understanding of where they're coming from, what their problems are, what their issues are, the whole nine yards. Especially things like customer complaints, these can be dealt with this way. Someone comes to you with a customer, if a customer comes to you with a complaint, and you either A, tell your own story, like let's go back to that broadband one, where you're like, Johnny had that same problem with his broadband, he did blah, 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 blah. That's kind of listening to tell your own story. Then there's listening to answer, where you basically say, you mustn't be doing things properly, or you haven't restarted your computer, or something like that. And then there's listening to understand, which is drawing empathy into the conversation, and you're saying, so how does that make you feel? What does that mean to you? What have we done here? What have you tried? What haven't you tried? How's the setup in the home done? Blah, blah, blah. And you ask all those questions, and you get a really good understanding of where they're at, and then you can offer to assist them in some way or give them the solution to their problem. And in doing so, the person feels really valued and understood. And that is the most important thing about listening. People want to feel listened to, and when they feel listened to, they feel valued and they feel understood, and that grows your relationship with them, it grows your ability to influence them, and things get a whole heap better. So, with that being said, you all have a fantastic day. I'm about to sign off and go and pick up some bread from the supermarket. Enjoy the rest of your week. I may or may not see you tomorrow on the podcast. We'll see how we go. Cheers.